Because our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
For the last 30 years, feminists and big government liberals have whined and complained that American women are massively discriminated against and are victims of an oppressive, male-dominated society and workforce. John Kerry complained during his presidential campaign that women make only 76 cents for every dollar a man makes. If that were true, then businesses could become much more profitable by hiring mostly women. But it isn't true, and it's against the law anyway to pay women less than men for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of the land since 1963, and a big federal bureaucracy enforces this law. Furthermore, the average pay of all women tells us nothing at all about equity for individuals. These whiners should get a reality check by reading Dr. Warren Farrell's new book called Why Men Earn More, The Startling Truth Behind the Pay Gap and What Women Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell provides massive documentation to prove that men earn more than women because men work more hours per week, take more hazardous jobs, work at less desirable locations and under less pleasant working conditions, and take more technical training. Men suffer 92% of all occupational deaths because they are willing to work at the most hazardous occupations, such as firefighting, construction, and mining. That should be obvious to all except the feminists who major in women's studies and then complain because engineers make more money after graduation. Dr. Farrell points out that women's choices about jobs more likely involve a balance between work and the rest of life. Women are more likely to balance income with a desire for safety, fulfillment, and potential for personal growth and proximity to home. When you select the type of job you apply for and train yourself to take, remember there are trade-offs. Most women happily trade career advancement for more family time.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on equal pay for comparable work, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the comparable worth report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and a man who says a proverb is a short sentence based on long experience, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I don't know if my mic was open or not. Jeff says it wasn't, but I started to come on the air before my introduction today. But that's because I've been doing a lot of thinking. And
you've been biting at the bit.
Biting at the bit, that chomping at the bit. See, people today don't know what that means, have no idea. That is more horse talk. It goes back to when, you know, people haven't been driving cars nearly as long as the world's population been riding horses. And chomping the bit means you've got a horse that's wanting to go, and he's standing there chewing, but you got him trained good enough. He knows not to go, but he wants to go, and it can actually work up a sweat just standing there chomping at the bit. They get nervous. They get excited, you know. You see them bust out of the gate a lot of times when they're putting them in the gate at the racetrack. But anyway, so much for that. Just a little bit of horse sense there that most people don't have today. But anyway, it would certainly be horse sense to do what the Constitution says and close our borders to illegal immigrants. They're there. They're everywhere. I have an interesting article here. It's a newswithviews.com article written by Frosty Edwards. And he's talking to Ed Nelson, who is, and I guess it's Nelson, it could be Nielsen, but anyway, he's Ed, and he is director of the U.S. Border Control Program. And he says, now here's the head of the program, says President Bush is ripping this nation apart. He says, according to every poll taken in the last few years, more than 80% of the American people oppose illegal, get it, illegal now, immigration. The figure includes all races, colors, and nationalities. Yet the president ignores the wishes, hopes, and aspirations of a majority of Americans. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the wishes, hopes, and aspirations of a majority of Americans is not important at all. It's the Constitution of the United States that he is ignoring, because the laws are on the books, and he just acts like he is king and does not have, and I'll get into that in just a minute. I want to read you some of the laws that are on the books. But anyway, Nielsen, again, who heads up the immigration program, says, I believe the president follows a different agenda. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you that now for nearly 10 years, but for really since before this last election, I told you, it's not going to make a bit of difference whether Bush gets elected or Kerry gets elected, whether you've got Democrats or Republicans running the country, because they have an agenda, and they must do what they are told by the world elite, or they wouldn't be in office. You cannot get there without being part of the world plan. And therefore, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. Now, there's a lot of folks out there that are going to disagree with me. And I was talking to a fellow just over the weekend about that. And he said, you know, he says, I couldn't vote for Bush. And he said, I couldn't vote for Kerry. And he said, I was looking at the ballots. And he said, the Constitution Party was on the ballot. And he said, I just marked everything, Constitution Party. That's exactly what I did. And I never checked back, but he said, I checked back later, and they found out that the Constitution Party in Montauk County just got one vote. He said, I know who that was. I did exactly the same thing, because I tried to explain, when you vote for evil, you're going to get evil. And it doesn't make any difference whether they're evil Democrats or evil Republicans. We've got to make some changes. Okay, now, let's go back to Ed Nielsen here, who is director of the United States Border Patrol. He says the president just ignores the wishes, hopes, and aspirations of a majority of Americans. Well, he really ignores the Constitution of the United States. But he says, I believe the president follows a different agenda. He is intent on creating a borderless hemispheric free trade zone from the tip of South America to the North Pole. He's trying to emulate the European model, but unlike Europe, where most of the member nations are all first world economies, the America's model has the richest and most advanced nation living next door to a banana republic, complete with corrupt politicians and oppressed, impoverished, and illiterate people. But to accomplish his dream, he is required to hold our borders open. Back to the president again. He knows that our health and welfare systems will collapse under the strain of massive overpopulation. He knows that thousands of Americans will die of third world diseases for which we have no immunity. He knows, this president knows, that our social fabric, our language, culture, and heritage will be torn to shreds. Meanwhile, the American people from both major parties are ready to take to the streets. They feel a total sense of helplessness because both major political parties ignore them and they have no place to turn. The American people who are unemployed and underemployed, those who feel their taxes are subsidizing illegal aliens, health and welfare instead of funding Social Security and Medicare, those who are running out of money, and those who have suffered at the hands of illegal aliens will take matters into their own hands. Now, with that in mind, and that's a long article, but that's the gist of the thing. In the meantime, someone has sent me a copy of the Federal Immigration and Nationality Act. And Section 8 says this. Any person who encourages... Now, this is a law that is on the books, all right? Any person who encourages or induces an alien to reside knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such resident is in violation of the law shall be punished as provided. For each alien in respect to whom such a violation occurs, to be fined under Title 18, imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. A person, including a group of persons, business organizations, or local government, commits a federal felony when he or she assists an alien, illegally now, he or she should reasonably know it is illegally in the United States or who lacks employment authorization, by transporting, sheltering, or assisting him and her to obtain employment, or encourages that alien to remain in the United States by referring him or her to an employer or acting as employee, the agent employee in any way. It's a felony for harboring. It's a felony for smuggling. If you're harboring, you can get 5 years. If you're smuggling, you can get 10. What should Bush get?
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. But first, let me talk a little bit more about this Federal Immigration and Nationality Act. I don't know when it was put on the books. I haven't done any research on that, but we know it's there. And according to the law, says that by transporting, sheltering, or assisting these people in any way, you can get 5 years for just harboring them. It's a felony. If you are actually caught as one of the coyotes, you know, that bring these people across to smugglers, they can get 10 years. Now, that's in the books, or on the books, I should say. What about all these politicians that doing everything they can to keep illegals into this country? Shouldn't every one of those politicians that's voting for this stuff that we keep reading about coming through Washington, shouldn't they be going to jail for aiding and abetting illegal aliens? It's the law. The Constitution even tells you what to do. Well, anyway, now we've got, and as the writer of this first article I had, talking about Ed Nelson. Ed Nelson was heads up, he's director of the United States Border Control. He says this is just splitting the country wide open. And he goes on to tell us that a revolution is coming, that people are going to take to the streets. Well, we've already seen this a little bit, where we have the Minutemen now down on the Arizona border. Okay, they're in a... Is this the second week of that, Jeff, or is it... They've had 2 full weeks, haven't they? Or yeah, 2 full weeks. And they're making some national news. The president calls them vigilantes. And, you know, if you look up the word vigilante in the dictionary, you'll see that it means people that are vigilant. Hey, to be vigilant, we must be vigilant. We must be vigilant Americans we are. That was a World War One or Two song. I don't remember. I know they played it during World War II. It might have gone back further than that. So what's wrong with being a vigilante? But anyhow, in Cochise County, Arizona, the Miracle Valley Bible College has been housing some of these Minutemen. They've had about 70. They don't always stay there, but actually 75. The college has housed more than 75 Minutemen. They have some guest lodging there. And would you believe that the college director, Melvin Harter, who's letting these Minutemen stay there, faces $750 a day fines because he's allowing people to stay in his facility without a permit? Now, he says, I've had over 1,000 people stay here since 1999, never got a permit before. But anyway, they're going to have a county hearing. The officer there is going to review the violation and assess any fines sometime in May. He could get fined $750 a day for housing the Minutemen in his facilities. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned a couple of callers. Let's go to Louise in Nebraska. Hi, Louise, you're on the air.
Hi, Gary. You got my day off to a bad start.
Oh,
that's
no.
Big fine, illegal immigration. You said they should be fined and jailed. I believe the ones in Washington, how about, but these coyotes, my guys, they get food, clothing, and housing free for 5 or 10 years, the same way a year or two ago we had an immigrant beat his little 1 or 2 year old child. If he gets life and we got to feed and clothe, it's breaking us. We can't afford that. And a few months ago, an illegal that didn't even belong here, without playing ball, and he let his little kid kill himself. And, gosh, by the time we pay for all the crime, we can't afford it.
Well, people are becoming upset. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Louise. But, you see, you mentioned how this is breaking us, and I truly believe that this is part of the world agenda. This is part of the plan. They have to take America down and make a third world country out of us before that they can ever come through with the FTAA and all that business. You know, the free trade Americas, that's going to be part of the plan. But, and on this Central America trade agreement, the people in those Central American countries are fighting this just as hard as we are here, but the leaders want to go through with it. So I don't know. It's very, very disheartening and discouraging. And, you know, well, why don't the Democrats do something about it? They're part of the problem. I mean, like I mentioned in my earlier...
Absolutely.
Part of the early my report, you know, it didn't make any difference whether Bush or Kerry's president, because they're either one going to do what they're told.
Well, that's true, but we have stopped the FTAA. Their deadline was January 1st of 05, and so far they haven't got it through.
Well, we've slowed it down.
Yes.
Let's hope it stopped, but... Don't bet the farm.
Okay.
Thank you, Louise. I've got somebody from Oklahoma. I didn't catch your name there, Jeff. Henry. Hey, Henry. Hi, you're on the air, Henry.
Oh, pretty good. I just got in on the last part of your program. I've been busy this morning. a good book to read is by Dan Smoot. He was a FBI man. It's called The Invisible Government. They've controlled this country for years and years and years. If old Bush, which I think is about three-fourths stupid, if he wasn't controlled, he wouldn't be there. Read the history of the Bush family for the last three generations, all skull and bones, and that'll tell you just exactly what their idea is on government. As far as the Mexicans concern, there's only one way to deal with Mexico, and I think all of us know how to handle Mexico with a... Oh, maybe a month, might take a month, might take more than that, maybe 6 weeks. But I think people are getting sick and tired of these Mexicans. They, whether you know it or not, Israel and Mexico cleaned out their prisons 10 or 15 years ago on the condition they would immigrate to America. We have 65,000 illegals in our prison system. 84 or 5 of the border have been put out of business by illegal Mexicans. And it's... you know, Bush doesn't quite understand who the enemy is, you know?
I think he understands.
Oh, he understands it, of course. I had one other thing. I got in and it said something about a $1,000 a day fine on Minutemen, or what was that all
about?
Well,
$750. Was it $750, $780? I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this church... Let me look. I can go back here very quickly. But it's $750 a day. The Miracle Valley Bible College has some sort of a housing facility there, and they can handle 75 of these Minutemen at a time. So they've been letting 75 of them stay in their housing facilities, and now the county commissioners are telling them that they're doing this without a permit. And they can be fined $750 a day. Now, the first report I got came over the weekend and said they were fined $750. Now, this second report came just this morning. It says a county hearing officer will review the violation and assess any fines in the month of May. But anyhow, you can see how much harassment's going on for people that are really trying to do something to defend their country.
Well, that's not what it's all about, as you've said 100 times before. They want to just wreck this country. We've got them all over. There's a lot of them that have really good paying jobs because they're quota. I know all about this because a friend of mine was a hotshot in a top-notch engineering company. They made him hire. They had a quota of 4 Hispanics. They couldn't read, write, speak English. They'd never been to school, but they had to pay them $10 an hour. That's $20,000 a year. And all they did was sit on a crossbuck table in the corner and laugh and tell jokes.
Hey, Henry,
the government had a quota for them.
Hey, and I appreciate your call. I want to move along, though. Let's go to Bob in Illinois. Hi, Bob. You're up next.
Good morning. I just want to tell you, you know, they're talking about these people that come over here and have the baby, and they're, what do they call them, anchors?
Anchor child.
Okay, my son was born in Germany, and you go get an American embassy birth certificate, but he's not American citizen. Now, he tried to get secret clearance in the Air Force, and they turned him down because he wasn't American citizen. He tried to get a college grant, and he was turned down because he wasn't American citizen. You had to live over here so many years at a certain time in order to get it. And I was always overseas. And my friend was in, when we were stationed in France, they lived in constant fear that their son would be drafted in the French army because he was 18 years old.
Hey, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Last oil shock back in 1979 started with terrorism, and gold ran from $175 to $850 an ounce, a 500% increase. Today's $50 plus oil shock also started with terrorism, and now gas prices, inflation, and gold are again rising. But it's still not too late to get in on this new gold rush that Swiss America and I have been talking about. Find out more for yourself by calling my good friends at Swiss America. It's time to restore the standard in your family nest egg and good old-fashioned gold coins. Call them now. 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, which spells a 1-800-BUYCOIN. And request a free copy of Restoring the Standard and their new DVD. Take action. Don't wait for gas prices to hit $5 a gallon. It's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Jerry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, now through the end of April, you can get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset-style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Strength, durability, and value. And through the end of April, get a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800 on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says it's bad luck to be superstitious, Derry Brownfield.
And let's go back to the telephones. John in Tennessee. Hi, John.
Hey, Derry. Here in Knoxville, Tennessee, the federal government runs the Oak Ridge National Bomb Factory, nuclear bomb factory here. They employ about 10,000 people. The top engineering job in the area, half of those people are illegal aliens from places like communist China. And even the director is an illegal alien. And it's written up in the newspapers on a regular basis how funny it is that the high-level executives of the Oak Ridge nuclear bomb factory cannot leave the country to go to symposiums with other Department of Energy people from other nations because they would not be allowed back into the United States because they're illegal aliens.
Well, how are they here in the first place then?
They snuck in. You get here, they won't make you leave. Just like if you're from Mexico. Once you're in here, they will not make you leave. You know, a few of them, they make leave, but most of them get to stay. So these people, they're sucking up the good jobs. They're infiltrating our national security secrets.
What does your newspaper say about them?
They say how wonderful they are and how locals don't need jobs. Of course, the locals, you know, get sick from the radiation poisoning and all the other poisons that come out of those factories, and they drop dead and don't get any compensation. But the best jobs go to the illegal aliens, apparently. And these are, you know, nuclear bomb secrets. And goodness knows what other Homeland Security stuff they're doing.
Well, Homeland Security is passing out money like you would not believe. See if I can find that somewhere. I don't know what I did with it. But I saw it just today that they're putting out millions and millions and millions of dollars to fire departments and police departments. And Tennessee was one, I think it was Tennessee, was one of the states that they, there was a good bit of controversy over, because they mentioned a county that, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars this county got, and there's only like a couple thousand people in the county, and I don't remember the whole detail, but you know that the last place Al-Qaeda would go to do anything would be in this particular county in Tennessee. I don't know. But
well, they got plenty of money because they stole my wife's military retirement because she's disabled, like they've done to 99% of disabled retired veterans. They stole my Social Security money that I paid into, that I've been fighting for 7 years. So, yeah, they got plenty of money. They just steal it from the sick people and the retired people.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, John. Let's move right along. Last week, we were talking about this mad cow thing and how we used to, everybody, literally everybody that raised livestock fed bone meal. And I couldn't remember I said, you know, when you used to go to the feed store and buy bone meal, you bought it in 100-pound bags. And I said, I can't remember what we called it, but it's something besides bone meal. It was steam bone meal. It was steamed. So that was supposed to make it, you know, to kill anything that was in there. Now they say this, the mad cow disease thing can't be killed with steam. But anyway, we all fed steam bone meal. And I got an email here today. It says, I'm afraid the result of the country of origin being passed will result in a mad cow outbreak somewhere in the USA. Now, this guy that's sending me this is from Montana. He says, probably Missouri. I think Montana is safe because some of the legislators have for years been informed that the weather is controlled to drought us out, and that we are being sprayed with pathogens made from Brucella. Brucella is contagious abortion in cattle. He said cows don't get microplasma fermentants and cognates from bone meal. They get it from corrupted humanoids. And he signed his name Old Sagebrush from Montana, and he says, yes, bone meal is an excellent supplement. Right on. But anyhow, I thought I would share that with you. Now, it's interesting how people that know so little about agriculture get involved in writing articles about it. I always said the people that, when they have an agricultural reporter on a newspaper staff or an agriculture story comes up, they pick the person with the least experience and they send them out and say, now you do the story. Now here, this happens to be about the state of California. It says, Mother Nature has been kind to us this year, says Jim Cox, who raises cattle in the foothills near Patterson. The winter and spring rains have brought lush pastures, which means high-quality feed for grazing animals. He's right. Spring rains do bring lush pastures. That does make high-quality feed for grazing animals. Then he goes on. Better feed means higher weight gains. Well, he's usually pretty right there. And ultimately, more money at auction. Wrong. I don't care how good a year you have. That doesn't mean you're going to get more money at the auction. Now, you look at this thing, you know, there's times and times again, people say, oh, I need to creep feed those calves, you get more pounds. Yes, and do you think that buyer sitting there doesn't know that those calves are carrying excess weight, and he's going to bid them 10, 15, 20 bucks a hundred under a thinner kind of an animal? I remember very well one day I spoke one evening. It was a nice banquet. I remember the whole deal very well. And it was over on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River. And I don't know, it was probably halfway across the state of Illinois. I don't remember the name of the town, but it was a pork meeting. And we had there many of these experts. They brought a whole hog in frozen, this frozen hog standing up. And they had pieces cut out of him. They had two hogs. They had a hog there that weighed 220, and they had another hog there that weighed 280. And they showed the amount of fat, and they'd done a beautiful job. They just had one slice of ham cut out of him, and they had one pork chop cut out of him. And so you could see the back fat in the hog, and you could see the marbling in the pork, and it was a nice thing. But they kept telling us that you need, and here's why, you need to market these hogs at 220 pounds. Now, I don't remember the exact figures, but I know it made quite an impression at the time, because at that time I was giving livestock markets daily, and I had them memorized. I knew what I was talking about. And I said, I just did this today for my own use, but let's say that hogs were $40 a hundred, that's 40 cents a pound, that evening. And I said, okay, hogs have been 40 cents a pound now for quite a while. And that means a 220-pound hog at 40 cents is $88. But just happened that day or two before that they had this meeting, hogs went up about 10 bucks a hundred just within a few days, which meant they were $50 a hundred, 50 cents a pound, which makes a 220-pound hog cost $110. But they kept saying, you know, if you keep those hogs over that 220, they're costing you a lot of money. Well, that 280-pound hog, say they docked him a nickel a pound because he was overweight, he still brought 45 cents, meaning he brought $206 compared to the $88 if they'd have sold him 2 weeks before. So you don't have any idea what you're going to get for livestock when you sell them. Now, here's where the NCBA comes in, and these pork producers that belong to pork-producing conglomerates, they'll say, yeah, but we have ours contracted. Okay, so you've got them contracted. If that's the case, how come your farm's not paid for? If all this is working so great, and now wait till Animal ID comes along, and it's going to. Animal ID here, a national animal ID program, is one of the highest priorities of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says Mike John of Missouri. I didn't even know we had a Missourian that was going to be president of National Cattlemen's Association. John said it is important to implement an ID program and make it successful. He says the organization has set an aggressive timeline to get a system in place. That's right, because IBP and the other packers are behind them saying, get out there and get this done before these people wake up. It is very, very high priority. It has a lot of components. It has private value components as well as animal health surveillance components. And we all intend to meet all those requirements and do it at a very rapid pace. Does it ever help to get in that kind of a hurry? Producers can comply with animal source verification right now. That in itself, he says, is a value-based component to cattle transactions. I have said it, and I will continue to say it. Once they get this animal ID in place, that's the end of the cattle industry as we have known it for 200 years. Cattle are going to be bought, sold, traded, just like the hogs and the poultry are today. And anybody that wants to be in the cattle business is going to be just like the chicken farmers of today. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Returned. Well, if you're a federal worker, get ready for a different ID. We're going to identify all the cattle and hogs, and we're going to identify the federal workers very similarly. I don't know if you get a tag in your ear or under the skin, but however it's going to be, you're going to get a different ID badge. Now, if you are a contractor that takes federal money, you too are going to get a federal ID badge, and it will have chips in it, and it will have information such as digital fingerprints. Okay? It's the smart card IDs that will have security features designed to keep outsiders from breaking into federal buildings or computer sites. Some federal workers fear the cards will be used to track employees. They'll know whether you're hanging out at the water fountain or not, all right? Since they would have to swipe a card at the door to get into their offices. The new cards will look like a normal ID badge with a photograph. It'll have the person's name, the agency they work for, a serial number, and an expiration date. Each must have a chip, though, able to store 64 kilobytes of information, including 2 digital fingerprints, a personal identification number, and other features designed to identify the user and protect the stored information. Computer systems could be accessed by sliding the card into a reader attached to a desktop unit. Fingerprints will be checked to see if they match those stored on the card. Anyway, all this is going to make it easier for workers to get into different government buildings. Says Ed Ruback. He's head of the Computer Security Division. He said these minimal requirements will provide a high degree of trust across agencies. So when you see a federal employee with his new ID badge, know there's a chip in there, and know that they can be trusted. Everything's all right. Now, if you go to Canada, you can't be trusted up there to buy a toy gun, because these toy guns aren't to be messed with. Canada had ordered 21,000 Chinese-made toy guns. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's Walmart in Canada that ordered them. I don't know who it is. But they're toy guns, and they were being shipped to Canada. And now they're recalling all 21,000 of them because the weapons contain soil which could contaminate crops and forests. Whoa, stop just a minute. Wait. Is a toy gun a weapon? I'd call it a toy. You see how they throw these words around? They're toy guns. Then in the same sentence, Chinese made toy guns because the weapons contained contaminated soil. How did soil get into a toy gun? Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. And we are in the home stretch. Now, these toy guns, I don't know what they are. They're rifles. And they tell us that each rifle, and in case you just tuned in, let me back up. Canada is ordering the recall of 21,000 Chinese-made toy guns because the weapons contain soil which could contaminate crops and forests. Each rifle contains a bag of soil used as a weight. I can't imagine why you would put a weight in a rifle. You know, I don't know. I have no idea how the things are. The soil may spill out and release destructive insects, microscopic worms, fungi, or bacteria that could spread into Canadian crops and forests. So they don't want those toy guns there in Canada. Canada bars the import of soil from outside North America. Now, if the retailers are buying toy guns made in Canada, and they've got 21,000 of them, made in China, and they've got 21,000 of them that they can't sell in Canada, Walmart's going to make a heck of a deal on those 21,000 guns. They're going to get them for a penny on the dollar, people. And they'll still have that same China soil in there. And now it'll be in the United States. And it's full of destructive insects and microscopic worms and fungi and bacteria. So maybe they are weapons instead of just toys. I don't know. I'm not going to lose a bit of sleep about it. Now, I've talked about this gentleman in West Palm Beach. Well, it's not West Palm Beach, Florida. He's out in the Everglades. But he had bought this piece of property for $60,000 quite a few years ago. I can't remember the number. But this gentleman wanted to build a fish farm on it, and he had some kind of a rock quarry there that he could sell limestone. Well, this is part of this Everglades reconstruction thing. I remember when I was just growing up, one of my best friends said, "I'm taking off for Florida." I said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to work on a construction crew down there." He says, "We're going to drain those swamps." Well, they built roads and drained swamps and tried to make something out of the Everglades that could be usable. And now the greenies want to put it all back to swamps again. This man doesn't want to move. The government offered him $4.95 million for his property. And he said, "It's not the money." He said, "I don't need money." He doesn't have money, but he says, "I still don't need money. I'm surviving out here, and I want to live here. That's why I bought this place." Gave $60,000 for it. He doesn't even have any electricity. He just likes that lifestyle. But he had to hire attorneys, and the attorneys always want money. I don't know why these attorneys don't do like I do. I do what I'm doing here because I feel like there's a need for it, and I want to help folks. These attorneys, they think that they've got to get paid for everything that they do. Anyhow, his attorneys now are going to make him sell the farm to pay for his attorney fees. They say, "Look, it's worth $4.95 million. You need to do it." So anyhow, they had a 12-hour mediation hearing, and I guess he's going to be forced to sell that farm. But he's been standing up as a property rights individual now for a long, long time because the government's been trying to get him off of that property and had not been able to do it. Like I said, he wanted to build there a fish farm, and he had a little old rock quarry there where he could sell enough lime to meet his physical needs, but he's gone now. Of course, he's got $4.95 million, which I imagine the attorneys are going to get. So he I don't know. Anyway, it's time to say, "May the good Lord bless and keep you, all the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again."
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Stay connected.
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.